Good morning, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from Mark chapter 2, starting at verse 1, and I'm reading in the NIV. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." And he got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." There are lots of things that strike me about this passage. It's so well known and just such a lovely story. But one of the things that really struck me in looking at this again is the amazing friends that this paralyzed guy had. They really wanted to see him get well. They wanted to get him to Jesus, and they believed that getting him to Jesus would make a difference in his situation. They had faith. They had faith that Jesus could heal him. And I just really want to challenge myself and all of us to be the best friend that we can possibly be to those that God puts around us, to our friends and our colleagues and our neighbours, and to exercise faith and to bring people to Jesus who need him. And I just want to pray for us today that God would help us in that. Father, thank you so much that you sent your Son to show us what you're like, and that you did give him authority to forgive sins, but you also gave him power to heal. And we thank you so much for all the healings that have taken place, not just when Jesus walked on this earth, but since he has returned to glory, he's still healing. We just pray that you would help us to be good friends to those that we meet, those that you've given us as our friends, both those who are of the family of believers and those who don't know you yet. Help us to be good friends to them. Help us to introduce them to you, Lord Jesus, and help us to have faith to bring people to you, knowing that you can meet their needs. Thank you, Lord. Amen.